Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Excuse me, Hamlet. Engaged? You do understand that this is most unorthodox.
Yes, Mother, but, you know, extenuating circumstances and all that.
Indeed, extenuating circumstances. How convenient.
How fortunate. A truly fortuitous union in the face of such loss. Not only am I gaining a son-in-law, but our nation is gaining a great king. A double blessing is a double grace. Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations. We had no idea.
Oh, thank you, sir. We were going to wait until we came home for the summer to proceed with the formal courtship and ask for your blessings, but it appears fate had other ideas.
Indeed. And with a girl who has been in our family service for so long. How untraditional.
Love's, unpredictable like that. And really, isn't it so lucky that I fell for someone who's so loyal to both country and crown?
But indeed.
Oh, this changes everything.
So it does.
With this exciting news, it hardly seems fitting to continue this meeting. After all, the issue of succession is all but solved. Why dampen this mood with talk of a funeral?
Very well. Until tomorrow.
Come, come. Let us get a bottle of champagne and toast to the happy couple, our soon king and queen.
Father, we look forward to celebrating with you. We really do. But do you think we could have some time, just the two of us?
Yeah, I could use a minute with my fiancé.
Very well.
Of course, of course. We'll give you two the room. Ah, the ecstasies of love.
Tandon Productions presents His Royal Faken Highness. Episode 2, Down to Fake.
Jesus Christ, oh.
It's not that big of a deal?
Not that... Are you... Jesus, oh, engaged?
It was the only thing I could think of to get us out of that.
Saying we were engaged was the only thing you could think
of. Do you want to be king or not?
You know what comes after engaged, right? Marriage. You. Me. Holy fucking matrimony.
Yeah, no, there will be no fucking in this matrimony, okay? What comes after engaged is you taking your rightful place on the throne and me at your side as the only person in this room who's actually read our constitution or taken a poli-sci class. It's going to be fine.
That's not fair. I've totally read the Constitution. And even if I hadn't, which I totally have, I'll be the king. It's my country. I can just make up the rules.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then. Tell me, what percent of parliamentarians need to approve of one of your made-up amendments to the Constitution?
50?
Try unanimous, okay? If you want to be king, and we want any chance of surviving as a country, you are going to need me.
And this is really the only way?
As far as I know. I mean, I've read the Constitution, the statutes on succession, and pretty much every other law in the books, and they all say the same thing. No ring, no king. So, unless... No. Until I can find some loophole, will you marry me?
I guess so.
That's how you accept a proposal?
That's how you propose? Is romance dead?
You've more than proven chivalry is. I'm saving your ass here.
Fine, whatever. I'm swooning with anticipation of our romantic union. Particularly our lavish honeymoon where we can finally consummate our love.
We'll find the loophole before any consummation is necessary. Trust me, we've just got to hold on to engaged as long as we can because it might take a while.
Don't worry, I'm a damn good procrastinator. I still haven't declared a major.
I'm so happy for you. Maybe you can work on that while I spend every minute in the library finding a way out of this. It'll be fine. We will be fine.
You sure? Because usually when you start repeating that things are going to be fine, they're absolutely not.
I got this. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. Okay? Okay. And you? Are you good? You're fine.
Getting there. I've spent the last decade sneaking girls into my chambers to avoid the press. Getting to flaunt a relationship in the open might actually be a nice change.
Flaunt? Yes. Sneaking girls into chambers? No.
Boo!
No, Hamlet! I can't have everyone thinking you're cheating on me.
But we're not even together for real! This is prime sympathy bang time!
But they think we are! Or at least, hopefully, they will.
Okay, fine. But you can't hook up with anyone either.
Not a problem. So it's agreed. Celibacy.
Fine. But, how confident are you that you will find a loophole? Because if not, what's the long-term plan? We get married, sleep in separate beds, and what? No sex for the rest of forever? Because, yeah, no, that's not going to work for me. I'll take Clarence as my king. All hail King Clarence.
No, it won't come to that, I promise. I'll get us out of this, and you've just got to keep it in your pants until I do.
Okay, Sister Ro.
Yeah, don't call me that.
Fine. Then don't call me Piggy.
Fine. Then don't call me baby.
Ew, why would I call you baby?
Because we're supposed to be in love. And I've seen you at bars. Hey, baby, have you ever met a prince?
Works every time. Girls love being my baby.
They just like that you're a prince.
Fine, sugar butt.
You're so weird.
Takes one to know one.
And immature.
Ugh, whatever.
It's going to be hard to sell this.
You've just got to fake it. It's not that hard.
Maybe for you, but I guess you're used to girls faking it.
Ouch, you stab me with your words. I am dead.
You're right. This is never going to work. No one is going to buy that I'm in love with a pompous prick like you.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. Because what's hard to believe is you falling in love with me, a prince. Heir to the throne, Europe's most eligible bachelor. And not me falling in love with you, an uptight, self-righteous know-it-all with a stick so up your ass.
Yo, what is good, Hamburglar?
Hey, guys, you found the room.
This place is dope. Why have we never spring brocaded here?
Sorry, I wasn't expecting them to Leroy Jenkins their way in here.
Who's this hunk? Your bodyguard?
Hey, come on, let him go. That's Hugh. Hugh, this is Rosie and Gil. Hugh's one of my castle guards and pretty much my best friend. Rosie and Gil are my best friends from school.
Nice to meet you.
Ha ha, you guys too.
Dude, you fucking grew up here?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Have you seen the pool?
There's a pool?
There are a few. One has a swim-up bar.
No way! What the hell are we still doing in this room?
Just working out some issues of, you know, national importance.
Aw, look at our little hammy being so official.
Hey, Hamlet, do you want to, share the good news with your friends?
Oh! Yeah, so, Ophelia and I are, well, she and I,
Oh my god, you guys are totally boning!
Oh, Ophelia! Yeah! I knew you two were fucking. I totally called it the homecoming game.
I think you mean homecoming. But actually, yeah, you guys were, like, totally vibing at the tailgate.
Remember when Hamfisted spilled the rally drink on Little Miss Perfect? Sorry, Ophelia. And she was way cooler than expected.
Oh, yeah. And our horn dog let her wear his jacket and sat with her the whole game.
Our team didn't score, but I guess you two did.
Yes. Yes. We did start seeing each other after homecoming, but we are actually not, doing it. We are, we are engaged.
What the fuck?
Damn, shit's getting serious.
Oh my god, are you pregnant?
No. It is not like
not
that.
Not at all. This was completely planned out and romantic as shit.
When the hell did this happen?
Dude, I bet it was when he said he was going to Chicago for that conference or whatever.
Oh, which was like a lie, because nobody wants to hear him speak about nuclear whatever.
Yeah, and we couldn't join him because he was on official diplomatic duties.
More like diplomatic duties.
God, you are so sexy.
Oh my god.
you caught me. That was definitely when I proposed.
Did you do it on top of the Empire State Building?
Yeah,
that's
totally.
In New York.
Not
but
at all.
But yes, it was on top of a skyscraper. Willis Tower, I'm sure that's what you were thinking about. Very beautiful, great view, really nice.
Show us the fucking ring, queen!
Oh, I actually don't have one yet.
No ring? Ophelia. We may not like each other, but sister to sister, lady to lady, friend to friend. Know your worth.
I wanted to, you know, give her one of our family rings. So I had to wait till we got back here, which wasn't going to be until June. But I was just so pumped to, you know, just get engaged. Make it official. So I got her, a key ring, you know, from the gift shop. Because a key ring is still a ring.
And can hold keys.
The keys to his heart.
Oh, Ham Man, that's so romantic.
I thought so, and so did O, didn't you?
Yes, so romantic. The way he didn't plan ahead or think through the most important question of his life. You know, if there is anything they say about me, it is that I love spontaneity.
Yeah, you're just so easygoing, baby.
So, now you know. Started dating after homecoming, engaged in Chicago, key ring and all, living the dream.
Damn! All right, let's celebrate this thing!
Want me to get a bottle of Dom from the wine cellar?
Dom? Wine cellar? Jesus Christ, why couldn't you be a Prince Gil?
'Cause then I'd be too perfect.
Can we just get drunk already?
I'll drink to that.
Oh, Clarence, he's engaged? But he's not ready. He can't possibly believe he's ready to be king.
And yet?
And yet, he's engaged. Clarence, you know he is much too young, much, much too young.
Yes, much too young to make choices in his romances, nonetheless our country.
Too true. How can he think he loves Ophelia? I can concede that her father has been loyal, but she has always just ridden his coattails. Oh, Clarence, Hamlet is the prince, and she is just Peter's kid.
A relationship barely fitting for friendship.
You do not know what love is at 21. You know nothing at 21. I was his age when I married the king, and look what that got me. 26 years of regret. He cannot make the same mistakes I made. I want him to be happy.
His happiness is so important to me as well. Maybe he's just driven to this madness by the distress of losing my brother.
He did always look up to his father. But grief is no reason to run headfirst into a lifelong decision such as this.
Perhaps, as his new duties as king set in, he will be too distracted by work to allow him to continue such childish behavior.
Oh, the complete lack of freedom. It would be unbearable for him. He will have meetings from sun up to sundown without a minute to himself. Hardly the life for a 21-year-old, especially one as free-spirited as Hamlet.
It is a shame, truly. Heavy is the head, as they say. I can't help but think that after a week back in the palace with the duties befitting his title, he will be begging to return to school. In a perfect world, his father would have held his position for a longer term, allowing Hamlet to graduate, maybe pursue a graduate degree, enroll in our armed forces for a few years, you know, following in his father's footsteps, fulfilling a royal duty, seeing the world, so on and so forth.
Maybe he might even meet a woman befitting of his position.
Of course. If only he could have what we have. A chance to settle down with a partner worthy of both our station and our hearts, away from the perils that come with the crown. Hamlet's is not a fate which I envy.
Oh, Clarence.
What is it, Genevieve?
It's unfair to ask of you.
I would do anything for you, my queen. You know that.
But this... Oh, Clarence, you must know that I would do anything for Hamlet. I've delayed our happiness for so long, and I can hardly bear to think of delaying it any more.
And yet?
And yet, we simply cannot ask Hamlet to wear the crown this early.
What would you suggest? The throne cannot sit idle and empty as we wait for him to grow old. And this engagement, however distasteful, does entitle him to succession.
It's not fair.
It's the law.
Well,
Yes?
What if Ophelia simply said no?
That girl is more stubborn than an ox.
I could show her the error of her ways. She's too smart to sit idle on the throne. Once she sees what little freedom she'd have to make change, she'll leave Hamlet behind.
But that would mean the crown would fall to...
You, Clarence. I know.
I only want you to be happy, Genevieve.
Then do this for me, Clarence. Please.
You'd have me as king.
Always.
Well, if it's for Hamlet, for you, I would take on any burden. Hamlet will not be king.
Not yet, that is.
Of course. Hamlet will not be king yet. Not until he's good and ready.
Thank you. Thank you for being there for me. Always. While I shared a bed with my husband, I never shared my heart with him. I always saved that for you. I do not regret what we've done. Not for a minute.
While we surely mourn my brother's passing, I cannot help but smile that it has freed us to be with each other. As we deserve to be. I love you, my queen.
I have always and will always love you, my king.
I swear, Gil, if you spill on that rug again, I'm going to throw you in the dungeons or something.
Ooh, can we tie him up? Rawr.
You've got a dungeon?
I don't know, probably. I just know that the rug is like a million years old and came from, like, the Prince of Persia, so I've totally got to threaten your life if you soak it.
It was a royal gift from King Frederick I of Prussia in 1701 and is valued at roughly $10 million. So maybe, I don't know, stop shotgunning on top of it.
What's even the point of being best friends with a prince if you can't get fucked up in his castle?
Dude, you are fucked up in my castle. I bet you don't even know what country you're in.
Denmark?
Yeah, my point.
Yeah, Gil, get it right. He's the prince of...
Oh, yeah, it is definitely the dungeons for you two.
Boo! Down with the monarchy, democracy, or bust!
USA! USA! USA!
I am far too sober for this.
That sounds like a you problem.
It's not even noon. I think it's a you and your friend slash alcohol problem.
It's 5 o'clock in Ohio, probably.
I think it's like 2 a.m. over there.
So a perfectly appropriate time to be wasted. CO, no problems here. We're just jet lagged.
Beautiful. Well, as much as I've enjoyed this, I'm supposed to be meeting with my father in a few minutes. Try not to drink out of any royal artifacts while I'm gone.
I will absolutely not promise that.
Ditto.
Bye-o.
So, were you serious about having a dungeon?
I was serious about not knowing. My dad always had rules about where I could and couldn't explore in the palace.
Which you never followed.
I followed enough of them not to know every inch of the place. But I guess those rules are gone now.
Whoop whoop! No rules! Let chaos reign!
Let's find the dungeons! And the sex dungeon. You don't have off-limit rooms without a sex dungeon.
Good! You know you're talking about my dad and, like, grandparents. Ew!
Aw, Hammy, did you not know your parents had sex?
This is a big moment. Should we all hold hands?
Shut up! Go explore and try not to get lost.
To the sex dungeon!
Come in, come in. A royal wedding. My daughter is marrying the prince. Well done, Ophelia. I never in all my dreams thought this would actually happen. Of course I had hoped for it. I would like to think that our family not only serves theirs, but can count ourselves among their friends. But still, I had always expected it would be my Leo to carry on the legacy by advising the prince. And perhaps he still can.
Of course, father. It would be an honor.
But oh, my Ophelia, a dark horse. You make me proud. To the future queen!
Hear, hear.
Thank you, father. It is a bit surreal.
I'm just so relieved. I was worried to send you off to the States for college, but now I see that you've made the most of your time. Oh, Ophelia! Just yesterday you were so against even stepping foot into the same room as him. You know, you don't have to hide things of this nature from me.
Yes, father, of course. Open lines of communication.
I'm happy for you, O. Hamlet's a lucky guy to have you.
Yes, he is. And you should tell him that, Leo. I can see it now. My daughter, the king's wife. My son following in my footsteps, as he was always meant to do, as advisor to the king.
You've really got it all figured out, father.
Not at all. Oh, God, there is so much to plan. Leo, get me an hour with the comptroller of the king's office this afternoon.
Of course, father. I'm assuming this is to arrange the wedding? Glossing over the king's funeral?
Oh, no. We'll discuss both, of course. It's only right. And find out who got Meghan in shape for her wedding, and who did Kate's hair. Book them both for Ophelia.
Well, that was nice while it lasted.
Oh?
I only want what's best for you, Ophelia.
Father, I'll set up those appointments. Come on, O, let's get started.
I'm getting fucking married.
No, yeah, you are.
I'm getting fucking married to Ophelia.
Yeah, dude, I can't believe you finally got together.
What do you mean finally?
Oh, come on. It's been like 100 years of torturous foreplay between you two. Weird, aggressive, creepy foreplay.
What are you talking about?
You tried to make her do push-ups when she beat you at Double Dutch in the first grade.
Hey. It's illegal for a girl to beat the prince at anything. So she had to be punished. Diplomacy!
Right. Just punishment with a fair trial. You and Ophelia were always going to end up one of two ways. True love, or you bringing back guillotines.
Why can't we have both?
Well, she's really good for you, Hamlet. She's the only person I know who can shut you up.
You shut up.
Nah. So... you ready to plan a wedding?
I hadn't even thought about that yet.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be fine. But as long as you show up sober enough to say I do, I think you're good. Besides, I bet everything else is all set out in some absurd statute. And upon thy lady's lips, the groom may kisseth.
Whatever rules there are, I'm sure Elle will know. I'm pretty sure she knows more about how our country works than even my dad did.
At least one of you has brains.
Treason! Oh, who am I kidding? She'll be running everything before you know it. She's just using me for my pretty face.
And what a pretty face it is. What? Did you just lick me? God, save it for Ophelia! You know, I'm kind of surprised she doesn't already have everything for the wedding all planned out.
Well, we weren't really planning on this. At least, not on this timeline. But here we are. Engaged. With everyone knowing it.
You already getting some cold feet there?
No, it's just... none of this is how I expected. It's just escalated so quickly, and now if I don't marry O, my uncle becomes king and I'm stuck on the sidelines indefinitely. I guess I just wish that my dad was here. He'd know what to do.
At least you look good in black.
True.
He really was the best of us.
And then there's me.
Hey, man, you're not being fair to yourself. Don't get me wrong. Your dad was incredible, and we won't see his like again.
If this is supposed to be making me feel better, you're failing, my friend.
Look, you can be a total train wreck.
Uh-huh.
You're selfish at the best of times.
Seriously, whose side are you on?
But you're the best person I know. And I'm honored to serve you.
Oh, man. You're the best dude I know. Man, champagne makes me so sentimental. Don't let me drink champagne again.
Perfect. We'll make sure to only serve tequila at the wedding.
Right, because it's better for me to end up dancing shirtless on a table than getting sentimental.
I thought you didn't remember that night.
I don't remember that one. Listen, it's not my fault that tequila makes me give the people what they want.
I think what they want is to sell a picture of a drunk prince to the Daily Mail.
Touché. God, do I have to be a total prude once I'm king?
Honestly, I don't think you could, even if you tried. You just gotta surround yourself with people who don't let you make a complete fool of yourself. At least not in public.
Like you.
Well, sure, but I meant, you know, your royal staff, advisors, bodyguards, the whole thing.
Exactly! I need you, bro, by my side, keeping me from being me. Gil had the right idea. You should be my bodyguard.
Really?
Yeah. Right-hand man. Through and through. I'm pretty sure I'm entitled to a bodyguard by being the prince-slash-king-to-be. And if I'm not, then I'm the prince. So I can just decide that I'm entitled to it, and then I am. Power's great.
Are you for real?
Hell yes! Wait. Wait. Right there.
What the hell are you doing with that sword? Oh my god, I've been at this 2 seconds and you're going to stab yourself.
Chill out, dude. I'm just doing it justice. Get on your knees.
Again, save it for O.
I, Hamlet, Prince of Braland, dopest in the land, HBIC.
I don't think you can be a bitch in charge if you're a man.
That's sexist, Hugh. Focus up. I, Hamlet, king to be, all around badass, do hereby name you Hugh Jackman.
That's not my name.
Shh. Let me do this.
All right.
Hereby name you Hugh Jackman as my personal bodyguard to love and to cherish.
Look, you're getting off script.
For better or for worse, till some crazy motherfucker tries to stab me. And you take the knife for me, and yeah, you shall guard my life and be my best bro, and so it is declared.
Beautiful, incredible, very nice, boys of our generation. Let's get you some water, bud.
You know, I'm going to be king.
Yeah, that's kind of how being the prince works.
Yeah, I know. I guess I just never thought it was going to happen, you know? It was always out there, but it's something that's going to happen when I'm older.
You know, your dad was in his 20s when he became king. And if the stories my dad used to tell about him have any truth, he wasn't exactly Mother Teresa back then. Besides, with the way you party, you'll probably be wrinkled and wrecked well before 30.
You really know how to cheer a guy up.
That's what friends are for.
How lost do you bet Rosie and Gil are by now?
We'll be lucky if we ever see them again. Should we go look for them?
Nah. I want a cheeseburger.
Very well, Your Highness.
This episode was written by Kelly Gregg and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Jacqueline Emerson as Ophelia, Patrick Olsen as Hamlet, Della Seeker as Hugh, Nate Ballard as Peter, Lily Richards as Genevieve, Dylan McCullum as Clarence, Noah Kaplan as Leo, William Finn as Gil, and Mary Frances Noza as Rosie. Until our next episode, you can visit TandonProductions.com and join us on social media at OfficialHRFH.